1FM Traffic is brought to you by Budget Direct Insurance.
If we can't beat your car insurance renewal premium, we'll give you $100. Even if you don't buy from us, get a quote at budgetdirect.com.sg. Terms and conditions apply.
1FM is one of the most respected broadcasters our great nation has ever produced. Cool. Beloved by millions. Calm under pressure. Women want him. And men want to be him.
I've spoken with him, and I think that he really wants to do a great job.
The other is Glenn Ong. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman with Andre as well as Sean. Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
You see, that's proof. We are live all the time.
That is true. That
unlike
is true.
The other radio stations.
That is very, very
lies.
True.
Lies. Everything is recorded. For us, nothing is recorded.
Okay.
Everything is
everything's
live.
Everything's live. As we open up the papers this morning, he's 58 years old and he's finally got a Hollywood Walk of Fame star.
Who is this?
Weird Al Yankovic.
Really?
He's got a Hollywood star, finally.
Okay, tomorrow for Friday Free for All, I'm going to request...
Yesterday you already picked your Friday Free for All. I'm using Weird Al Yankovic tomorrow, okay? You already picked yours yesterday.
Mm. What did I pick?
Forever Young, the dance version.
The dance version of Forever Young.
Oh, yes, yes,
and
yes.
And
that
one's allowed because the dance version's not on our playlist.
No, more importantly, right, it's because... Our Minister for Education,
yes.
Mr. Ong Ye Kung,
yes.
wants me to choose that song for Friday Free For All.
When did he tell you this? When did he tell you this? He never said a word,
I
no?
saw it in his eyes.
Oh, his eyes spoke
yes.
to you.
Right, yes, right, yes, right. Yes, 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 yes.
Have you ever heard so much bull so early in the morning?
Anyway, tomorrow, that'll be my song.
Okay, I'm going to pick a weird
Friday.
Album. Yeah, it's Friday, not tomorrow. Today's only Wednesday.
Only Wednesday.
Oh, I wish. Right. Okay.
Feels like a Thursday,
yeah.
Today.
Yeah, I thought it was Thursday. Yeah.
Thanks for reminding me, Sean.
Okay. No anyway, problem. So you
because
are...
FD certainly had no idea.
I had no idea. I felt like a Friday. Tomorrow felt like a Friday.
Can always trust the both of you to be on top of things.
Absolutely. We know what's happening, ish.
All right. At 6:07, here's Toni Braxton. Unbreak My Heart on 1FM 91.3. Good times, greatest hits.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Everyone in love is beautiful.
Sometimes. Because sometimes, you know, early in the morning, after they've just gotten up off the loo, they're not that beautiful, you know, really.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Glenn, something we all partake of here quite regularly in the morning is the breakfast sandwich.
Oh, yes.
Right?
We love our sandwiches.
You know that the word originated from the Earl of Sandwich.
I didn't know that.
Yes, he was the man. Although there is now, actually, there's now speculation that the sandwich may have actually been invented by the Chinese.
I believe that.
You believe anything?
You know my stance.
Everything in the
everything
world.
Everything was invented by the Chinese.
But anyway.
Because we were around for the longest time. We were the first race.
Yeah. But quite interesting. So they've done the first race. Nonsense.
What do you mean? Peking man?
Yeah.
Peking man was just a Peking Tom. Get it? Peking Tom. I thought that was funny.
You know how many Chinese people are tuned into us right now? You dare say something like that.
Anyways, so they've just done a survey of the favorite sandwiches. So let's just go through it very quickly with us. What's your favorite sandwich filling?
I have to say... Egg mayo.
Andre, favorite sandwich filling?
I like tuna.
Tuna? Mm.
That is a very Singaporean thing.
Yeah, very Singaporean.
I think the majority of Singaporeans love tuna as a filling. Maybe with mayo? Tuna mayo?
No, I don't like the mayo part.
Okay.
Just tuna. Just tuna that you drain the brine and then you just make your sandwich.
Okay. Oh, boring.
Yeah. Sean.
Chili and onions. Sardines then.
I like sardines also.
Sardines with chili and onions.
Okay.
Chicken breast.
Chicken
okay,
breast.
You're right. You are boring. Yeah boring. Absolutely.
Chicken breast, just like that.
Yeah, just like that.
With the bread, it's so dry. You'll choke.
No, actually, a little barbecue sauce. Mike.
A little barbecue sauce and okay. egg.
That's a long way.
So it's interesting because I would have gone with Glenn. Egg mayo, but you've got to have diced gherkins in it.
Ooh. Oh, yes.
Got to have the diced gherkins, right? Otherwise, it loses it. But then the other day, Michelle had made something that I have not eaten in years as a sandwich filling. Corned beef, onions, and chili padi.
Corned beef sandwiches are the best.
Corned beef sandwich. My
goodness. Fried corned beef.
Fried corned beef with onions and chili padi. Oh, what a brilliant sandwich. Amazing sandwich. But Glenn is the norm. According to a recent survey, egg
really?
Mayo is the number one sandwich filling in the world, followed by cheese, then ham. Sean, your chicken came in fourth. Mm-hmm. Andre's tuna came in fifth. The BLT was sixth. Then they go on to something else. Prawn mayonnaise.
Prawn mayonnaise.
I gotta say, I wouldn't mind trying that. Prawn mayonnaise does sound very, very good. Peanut butter made it in at a humble number 10.
You know, the prawn you mentioned, if you go to Deli France, I think they have seafood. Seafood, seafood filling, I think. And there's...
Do they?
There's like prawn and all that. I think so, if I'm not mistaken.
Interesting. That's very interesting.
Tried it once. Not my thing. I still prefer egg mayo.
Yeah.
But I think they do have a seafood filling.
A seafood filling. That's interesting. So as you're making breakfast today, what sandwich are you going to have?
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits.
It's time for us to check in with our Hollywood reporter, producer, Sean T.
Good morning, boys.
Good morning.
So before I go into my main story today, I just want to say a big congratulations to Eddie Murphy.
Eddie Murphy.
He is a Delirious. Father again.
Wow.
Again?
This is his 10th child. Wow. What? 10.
Whoa. 10 kids, you know.
10. Oh,
there's a man who never heard of the condom.
Well done, Eddie
well
Murphy.
Done, Eddie.
So a big congratulations to him. Now moving on to my main story, David Beckham, everybody's favorite voiceover artist, is facing a speeding
charge. Hey, don't laugh at my David Beckham, okay?
No, of course
not. We are quite tight now after we spent the weekend working together.
Yes.
Okay, so he's facing a speeding charge. He went 59 in a 40 zone.
Oh, come on.
So he claims he was running away from the paparazzi. Right. Apparently, this is not the first time he got fined for speeding.
Right.
So if they find that he is guilty of this charge, he may be banned from driving.
That is ridiculous. Wow. That is ridiculous. They're just picking on... on my David Beckham.
Hey, it's 59 in a 40 zone.
Please laugh. 59, come on.
It's 59 in
no
a 40
zone. No zone should be a 40 zone.
I say, why worry? He's David Beckham. Get someone to drive him everywhere.
Exactly. It's not going to hurt him.
No, it's more fun to drive around. I mean, we had that conversation the last time he was in town. I said, you know, David, you've got so many nice cars and all that. You know, why don't you just get a limousine, get someone to drive you around? It's like, you know, Glenn, it's so much more fun, right? Driving yourself around? I'm like, yeah, that's true, actually.
He says that.
I wouldn't want a driver.
He says that because he doesn't live in Singapore.
That's true. That's true. Well, there you have it. That's it for your Hollywood Report.
Yeah. Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman, and it's time for FD's Hack Care.
And today we reach out to women. Jewelry, even men, if you have jewelry, if you have excessive amount of jewelry and you don't wear it often enough, you keep it, it tends to tarnish.
Yes, it does.
Correct?
And then you use Brasso.
Right. How do you stop that from happening? How do you save yourself the hassle of either taking out a silver polished cloth or a gold polished cloth or your Brasso or soaking it in those horrible chemicals that are actually really bad for your jewelry, right?
Okay.
What do you do?
I'm going to spoil this for you. Okay. I think I know.
Okay, what?
Okay, so instead of using Brasso, right, you just dip it in lemon juice.
Okay, but you see, that's going to damage your jewelry because of the acidity of the lemon juice.
Right. Now, I just thought it was something you were going to say.
Yeah. Actually, no. Colgate. Stop it. No, stop it from tarnishing altogether. Wherever you keep your jewelry, keep a stick of chalk.
No way.
Chalk, because chalk absorbs the moisture, which is actually what is tarnishing your jewelry.
Oh.
So in your jewelry box, just have a bit of chalk.
Okay.
And that will save you polishing your jewelry all the time. Simple okay. hack for you, ladies.
I didn't expect that.
So go to your nearest stationery shop, buy yourself some chalk and keep it with your jewelry. It'll save it from tarnishing.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3, good times, greatest hits.
The wine culture in Singapore, Glenn, you've got to agree, is growing.
Oh, absolutely.
At a phenomenal rate. But Samantha Anderson is a wine expert, and she says you can tell a lot about a person by the wine they drink. So let's see how this works. I'll save you and I till the end, okay?
All right.
Andre, what's your favorite wine?
I like the whites, probably a Riesling.
A Riesling. So what would a Riesling say about Andre? Okay, according to Samantha Anderson. Riesling drinkers are like the wine. They are sweet as can be, apparently. They also always head, they're always ahead of the curve, and they love to keep a party going.
Interesting.
So it's pretty accurate. Sean, what about you?
A Pinot Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Yeah, Noir.
Pinot Noir.
Now
Pinot Noir. You're close because I'm also a Pinot fan.
Ah.
But not so much the Noir. I started off with the Noir and I've moved on. According to Samantha, anyone who loves Pinot Noir is super self-assured. Either that or he's a massive faker. He can fake it.
Juice.
And no one would ever know. No one would ever know. And you know, I think for a while in my life, I was very much like that.
Oh.
You could just fake anything, right? Glenn.
You're still like that.
Oh, shut up. I'm trying to be nice about myself here. You.
Yeah.
Cab Sav. Is that
Cab
your drink?
Sav.
Always Cab Sav.
I'm actually
right?
a Chianti guy, but you know, I'll go with Cab Sav.
Okay.
Because I think everyone can agree on a Cabernet Sauvignon.
Yeah. Yeah, it is one of those really cool wines. Cabernet Sauvignon drinkers.
Mm.
Guys, listen to this, okay? And see if this is not correct. Super fancy.
True.
Really?
Intelligent.
True.
Worldly.
True. Thank you, Sean. Thank you very much. Andre, why are you not saying anything?
Okay, so super fancy, intelligent, and worldly.
Wow.
And then she throws the left field.
Uh-oh.
And they can occasionally be a bit pretentious.
Never.
Oh. Unbelievable.
I'll take that.
Yeah. Okay, mine. I've now gone on to a Pinot Grigio.
I thought you were going to say Pinocchio.
Pinocchio. Just because of my nose, you're making fun, right? It's jealousy. It's jealousy. I know it's jealousy. Okay, the Grigio. The Grigio drinkers, they're the type of people you either love or hate. Okay? There's no in between. And they tend to be a little insecure.
And, are you?
Yes. And that does describe me very, very well.
Why are you so insecure? Come on.
Because I have to work with the Supreme Leader. I feel so second-class citizen.
Don't be like that.
We're going to put this...
You're always secure with us.
We're going to put this list up on our Facebook page so you can check the full list and see what your wine says about you.
I feel like a Cab Sav right now. But...
Early.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times, greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. It's coming true already.
What?
My favorite couple in the whole wide world. Harry and Meghan, the Duke and Duchess of Sussex.
You sure they're your favorite couple? I've never heard you use that word to describe them before.
Well, the royal couple.
Okay.
Have apparently adopted a Labrador Retriever.
So how is this stating that it's happening already?
Meghan's replacement?
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Meanwhile, at the coffee shop... Good morning, Alim. I need one cooling water. You know, the Pai Hua Shou Shou Shui. Make it quick.
Yeah. Hey, good morning, Adiki. Good morning. Pai Hua Shou Shou Shui.
Hey, you know, Alim, I'm in love, man.
Ah, with who?
Kitty Pong, Fiona Xie. I watch Crazy Rich Asians, and she looked magnificent, man. What I call wife material, like all my beer girls.
Wow, that's what you call wife material. Wow, your selection of girl is very questionable.
Hey, don't say that, Alim. You will hurt my feelings, you know. She, Kitty Pong, is in Singapore.
Wow.
So that means I got chance.
You got chance. You know, Dicky, Kitty Pong and me have something in common, you know.
What? Both of you are Chinese?
No lah. Both of us are gold diggers. She uses her sexy body, huh? I use my small little fingernail.
Hey, stop talking about Kitty Pong lah. Making me all hot and all that. Where's my Pai Hua Shou Shui? Hurry up, I need to pour it all over myself.
Okay, here your Pai Hua Shou Shui.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times, greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM 91.3. Good times, greatest hits.
It's time to have a little fun with
1FM.
Hashtag.
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 Hashtag. Hashtag.
Let me see your war face.
Time for hashtag wars.
All right, producer Sean T, what's today's hashtag?
All right, boys, get your keys ready. Today's hashtag is locked in my love vault.
Oh.
Yes, for example, the name of the one that got away.
Oh.
Or your chastity belt.
Oh.
Things like that. Locked in your love vault.
Okay, locked love in your vault. Love vault.
This is a tough one.
Okay, let's start with Andre.
Panadol. Wife always got headache.
It's your love vault.
Yeah, my love vault lah.
Which means you don't feel like it, so you tell her that you've got a headache.
Oh no.
Oh, so you take the Panadol from your love vault and give her. I see. He's very good, no? Andre is very good. I'm still thinking about what I'm gonna say. But he's very fast because you always throw it to him first, and he always has.
He's always got an answer.
Something.
He's got an answer for everything. This one, Sean.
My mind is a blank.
Mine will be all my love letters to Britney Spears. One for every song she wrote.
Would your girlfriend leave you if she knew that you're such a big fan of Britney Spears?
She
and
helped
had
me
all
write most of them, so
she'll get rid of you.
She'll have to check all my spelling.
Oh wow.
It's just getting weirder and weirder.
Okay, locked in my love vault. Fluffy handcuffs and a rabbit's foot.
Oh,
FD.
FD. No. FD.
And what else do you keep in your vault?
All right. Then, I don't know whether I should say this and I'm a bit shy, but edible underwear. Yeah.
Ooh. What flavor? Laksa with sea ham?
Sour cream?
Fish curry flavor.
You guys are obviously unfamiliar with edible underwear. Strawberry flavored, of course.
Normal.
And that would do it for Hashtag Wars.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Are you ready?
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times. Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.
Good morning, Singapore. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman with Andre as well as Sean. You know, this morning, we're going to have a very special guest come in and tell us all about the world's greatest shakes.
Oh.
Milkshakes.
Wow.
The world's greatest craft beers.
Nice.
The world's greatest craft burgers.
Ooh, craft burgers. That sounds good.
And a lot more.
Are they bringing the burgers with them?
We're expecting Chris Barish, Julie Mulligan, and Peter Caprol in the house.
Nice. Now, Glenn, do you remember a few years ago there was this fad, right? The t-shirts, everybody walking around. Singapore is a fine city.
Yes.
I think we're going to have a new one, no?
And what is this going to read?
Singapore is a licensed city.
Why?
You've got licenses to operate businesses, and I agree with it.
Well, you need to, yes.
You've got licenses for buskers, and I agree with it. But these poor guys who peddle tissues...
Okay.
...now need a license to peddle tissues.
Since
these
when?
These old... Well, this is a law. Apparently, there are only, I think, 11 or something licensed tissue sellers in Singapore. And it's like $120 a year or something to have this license.
If you don't have the license?
You're not supposed to be selling tissues.
Okay.
These guys that go through hawker centers and whatever, right? They're supposed to be licensed. I mean, come on. These are tissue guys. You know, they're trying to eke out a living. Do they really need to be licensed?
Okay, wait. These are the people who go around.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The guys,
they walk around.
They walk around, you know, they hold their two packets of tissue paper and they say $1 or whatever.
Okay. And well, sometimes they don't say anything, right?
Yeah.
They walk around with a card, right? And they put the card on the table, and then after that, they'll put the tissues on the table, and if you want to...
Yeah, some of them do that.
Oh,
some
no,
of them...
no, no. Tissues and toys.
And stuff like that.
And then they walk around, they do the same thing, and then they come back again.
Yeah, yeah.
Just so that you have time to consider whether you
want
to...
But in particular, I mean,
those
honestly...
people, do they need licenses? So everyone needs a
Everybody
license.
Everybody needs a license.
Okay, I think that's a good thing.
Really? $120 a year for a guy who's basically trying to eke out a living...
$120 a year works out to how much a month?
$10.
About $10 a month.
That's all right.
But still, you know, I mean, this is a guy eking out a living.
Do you know that they're making $10,000 a month, some of them?
You're joking.
Just selling tissues?
I wish, like Glenn.
Huh? No.
Seriously, they make $10,000 a month.
I'm telling you, they're making, some of them make a lot of money, you know.
Seriously?
Okay, let me just give you an example.
Okay.
But maybe it's just me. The other day, an auntie came up to me and was selling tissue paper.
Right.
I said, okay, auntie, give me 5.
Right.
You know? And I gave her a $10 note.
Wow, that's a lot. That's $2.
Because I just assume that they are in need of money.
Exactly. Now, that's the point. If they're in need of money,
thinking like me, hey, that one time I just took 5 packs, right, and gave her $10, I'm sure there are people who will just give them $5. Or even... If it's $2 every single time.
Right.
Right? That's a lot of money, you know. If the person is there for, let's say, what, half a day.
So you
think about it.
So you're saying, yes, license them and make them pay for the
license. I'm saying, if they are pulling in thousands of dollars a month, what is $100 a year?
Okay. I've just never...
Just to keep track
I've just never thought of them as earning... $10,000 a month. You know, you just see them as really poor people. So why are we taxing these really poor people?
Because you need to keep track of these people. If not, people from other countries will come down and do the same thing. Right? And that's not nice. That's not good.
Okay, you've got a point.
Because there is money involved here. There's a lot of money to be made.
669-11913. Should we be licensing our tissue packet peddlers? That is the question this morning. What are your thoughts on it? Should these people be licensed? Because my worry is once they're licensed, you're going to have all kinds of other restrictions thrown on them.
Okay.
And that's going to be the issue.
Okay, maybe not. I mentioned $10,000. Okay, but at least $6,000 a month.
Give us a buzz.
Tax-free.
669-11913. Should they be licensed? Call us now.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
1FM, good morning.
Hello, morning Glenn. How are you?
I am good. Who is this?
Yeah, this is Gariga here. Gariga.
Gariga.
Yeah, Glenn. How's the guys, man?
Good. We're all good.
That's FD. Sean is here.
Hi.
Yeah. Hi.
Andre is here as well.
Morning, bro.
Yeah. Morning, everybody.
Everyone's alive and kicking. So what do you think about issuing licenses for these tissue peddlers?
I think it's a good thing. It's a good thing. Because, like you said, there are other foreign people coming in and doing these things. So we got to control them.
But do you believe this thing where Glenn said these guys can earn up to $6,000 a month?
Yes, I believe. Because there's one time they interviewed this one party.
Okay.
Interview him, then this party go and pecah lubang.
Oh, okay.
Seriously?
He revealed the amount of money they make.
Yeah,
huh?
He said roughly around that area.
Wow.
That's why. So after that, I realized I also went to the makan store, everything. I see a lot of locals, I don't mind, but sometimes I see other races, other foreign people.
Other nationalities.
Yeah, it's too much, really.
Okay, so you feel they should be licensed?
Yes.
All right.
Anyway, it's no big deal. $100 a year only, right?
Yeah, correct. $100 a year. One month, $10 should be no problem to them.
Okay.
All right.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
No problem. Same to you, guys. All right. Keep
Thank
on the
you.
Board. Bye.
Let's pick up another call.
1FM, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. So, we're talking about these tissue paper peddlers, the guys that sell tissue paper around hawker centres and all over the place.
Yes. Actually, I wanted to bring this matter up very long ago, but I didn't have a chance to talk to the, voice out about this matter to anyone. Because I believe this is actually a group, you know, it's a chain, the person that control the person that going to places to places, selling the tissue paper. Once you see there's a person beside them, and pushing them or maybe just holding their hands, it's definitely a syndicate. Yeah, because I had met the same person many times, the shopping malls, you know.
Okay.
So, of course, based on our thing, we'll know that who to give and not to give. Because once I see there's a person pushing the same person, which is like at the syndicate side, normally I'll say no. Because I know that if the money doesn't go to them, it goes to the group, to the people. Yeah. So actually based on most things. But government should tax or not. This issue, I would say at the moment it's not advisable yet because it's quite unfair to those persons really earning a living individually by themselves. Yeah. Not yet. Maybe they should do a survey first. To do some check, work first for himself to determine whether can this be done, you know, in the near future.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times. Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the show. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Thanks so much for having us on. Hope you're having a fine start to your morning. Lots of things have been happening on the show this morning. Very interesting Formula One situations happening today. It's been a great morning for Formula One. Nice stuff.
Guys, as promised, we've got our milkshakes, crazy shakes.
What?
Oh my God! What?
This is Peter all the way from New York.
Oh my God!
Oh, put it down
Look
there.
Look at these crazy shakes.
And we got the team from Black Tap.
Oh my God. Lord. There you go. Everyone's coming in with their t-shirts. It says Black Tap, and we're all eagerly awaiting the opening of Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers here in Singapore.
We got food!
Wow! Hey, thank you guys. Thank you so much.
Okay, the other day I complained that I couldn't find a decent milkshake in a cafe in Singapore. I take it back.
See? See,
I take it back.
Because you complained, everyone is here.
Oh, my Lord.
Now, we're very, very excited, of course, because Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers opens in Singapore on the 1st of September at the Shops at Marina Bay Sands. And it's actually the first in Asia. We'd like to welcome Chris Barish, co-owner of Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers. We've got Julie Mulligan, who is the partner and head of development and design. And of course, Peter Caporal, who makes the shakes. So he is also the general manager of Black Tap Soho. Welcome, guys.
Welcome. Thanks so much.
Thanks for having us.
Really happy to be here.
It's good to have you guys. Thank Julie, you. By the way, is the wife of Chris.
She is.
Yes.
She is.
Better or worse.
These are not milkshakes. These are works of art.
Look at it.
These are the crazy shakes.
Yeah. These are...
Because they're quite crazy.
They are.
They are very crazy.
They are very crazy.
They are very crazy. Oh, Chris, tell us a little bit about... a bit more about Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers, because it's obviously very new to Singapore.
Yeah, well, Black Tap started in New York and Soho. In 2015, and it was a really small counter space restaurant. There were only 15 seats. And we started off mainly focusing on burgers and beer.
Right.
And then one day, we put a crazy shake on the menu. We woke up, went down to Black Tap the next day, lines down the block.
Wow!
People were going crazy, posting it on Instagram everywhere, and Black Tap Crazy Shake was born.
That is just amazing. I can see why people would post this. This is postable. It's postable.
And how many Black Taps are there in New York?
Black Tap right now we have 3, and we're opening up a 4th one in November.
Oh, wonderful. Congratulations.
Thank you.
And thank you so much for coming to Singapore.
This may sound like an obvious question, but why Singapore?
Well, we're partners with the Sands in Las Vegas.
Okay.
And they invited us to come to Singapore, and we loved it here. And we're in Europe right now. We're in Geneva. And we're also in the Middle East. And the opportunity to come to Asia and be in Singapore was too hard to turn down.
All righty. I've got a question for Peter.
Yeah.
To me, And what really cheesed me off when I was looking for a decent shake is, if you put a straw in a shake, it better be able to stand up.
Right?
If it starts to droop either way,
you have a problem.
That is not a shake.
No, our milkshakes are thick and creamy, and then you get all these crazy, beautiful toppings on top.
So what's the secret behind a good shake?
It's about taste, and it's about how it looks.
Okay.
So first, we always go for making sure that it tastes good, that it's going to be a delicious shake, so that when you dig into the thing, it satisfies. Yeah. And then to make sure that it looks cool, so that the taste and the look go together, and you can take some cool photos and brag to your friends that you had a Black Tap Crazy Shake.
That's just amazing.
You should see when the kids come in the restaurant, their eyes open so wide.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I've got a couple of kids in their mid-20s. Yeah, they're going to be back at 11. They're going to be 11 all over again.
Now, how old is Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers? How long have you guys been around?
We've had it for about 3 years.
Okay.
A little over 3 years now.
All right. And Julie, you are head of development and design. That's right. A partner as well. How much has Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers changed over the past 3 years? And what have you done?
It's evolved a lot since we started with 15 Seats in Soho. We try to keep true to those very small, local, downtown New York City Soho roots, but Vegas really took it to a whole other level, and here at Singapore, we're really taking it to a whole new place again. We work with a local street artist who did a really beautiful large mural, the largest one we've done so far, and we brought sort of our greatest hits here. So we're really excited to invite people in and open up the space.
So you're working with locals.
Yeah.
Yeah, we have some local candy in here that's being made.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, now we're talking. What about Gula Melaka?
Have you heard of Gula Melaka?
Okay, it's
they haven't heard of Gula Melaka.
Well, I had it's something our, the other day.
It's
though.
Our version of molasses. It's kind of like that. It's a dark, almost black sugar.
It sounds delicious.
It is.
Some people say it's the healthiest sugar in the world.
Yeah, yeah.
Really? If there is such a thing.
Yeah, it'll kill you in about 10 minutes.
It will not.
No, it won't.
No, I'm serious. It's good stuff.
I'm looking at this now, and my wife and I are massive coconut fans, and Gula Melaka and coconut go really well together.
It's a brownish sugar.
I think we should invite him in to work on a shake.
That might be a good idea.
And with coconut flakes on top.
I think you're onto something here.
Faux.
I think that's a great idea.
I think we need a meeting with you and the chef later.
I think that's a good idea. Because I'm looking at this now. Yeah. Oh, coconut shake with Gula Melaka. Wow.
Once again, we have Chris Barish, Julie Mulligan, and Peter Caprol right here with us in the studio. We're very excited because Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers will be opening in Singapore on the 1st of September. Well, that's just two days
from now.
Two-day countdown.
At Marina Bay Sands. We're going to take a break right now. Yeah. And when we come back, guys, we're going to be talking about your celebrity clientele.
Great.
Keep it right here on 1FM 91.3.
Good Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.
Good morning, Singapore. It's 9:18. We have special guests in the house. Chris Barish, co-owner of Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers. We also have Julie Mulligan, who's Chris's wife. She is a partner and head of development and design. And of course, Peter Caprol, who made the shakes this morning. Peter, we have four shakes here.
Yes.
What are they called?
Okay, so we have the Bam Bam, which is a Fruity Pebbles milkshake.
Okay.
It has a Pop-Tart and some Fruity Pebbles treats. The Cake Shake, which has a giant piece of cake on top of it.
Yeah.
The Cotton Candy, which is covered in cotton candy and rock candy and a Singaporean-made lollipop.
Right.
And the Sweet and Salty, which is my personal favorite. It's a peanut butter milkshake with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
I had that. That's so good. That is so good.
Yeah.
That is just so good.
A little savory with your sweet.
You're a godsend.
Well.
Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers opens at the Shops at Marina Bay Sands this coming Saturday?
Saturday.
The 1st of September. And we're so excited.
Yep.
It's the first in Asia. They serve up award-winning craft burgers, world-famous crazy shake milkshakes, craft beers, mason jar cocktails. What's that?
They are wonderfully crafted cocktails that we serve in wide-mouthed 16-ounce mason jars. Big cocktails. Yeah.
Gotta try that.
Colorful, fruity, flavorful. They're great cocktails.
Guess where we're spending the weekend?
And in terms of music, I hear you guys play 90s hip hop and 80s pop.
That's right. Well.
Nice, nice sound
it's
too.
Some of the best music ever made.
That is true. That is true. That is very, very true.
Wonderful.
You also have some pretty star-studded clientele.
We have been getting a lot of stars coming in. They love it. Some of them come with their kids. Some of them just come because they're craving a shake too.
Right.
In the past few weeks, we've had Amy Adams. We've had Jeff Gordon, the race car driver.
Yeah. Okay.
He came in with his daughter, and they had a Brooklyn Blackout shake. And one of our big fans is Katie Holmes and her daughter, Suri. They came to Soho. They liked it so much that Katie came to the opening in Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And she likes the cotton candy shake.
Oh, there you go.
I love cotton candy. We got something in common.
Very, very good.
and we've had a lot more. There's a TV show, Stranger Things, which is a big hit.
We get that.
Millie Bobby Brown and Maddie Ziegler came in. They came in after the Video Music Awards, around midnight. They loved it. They were back by 4 o'clock the next day.
Wow!
Yeah, so it's pretty exciting, and they get the same look on their face that every kid does too. Wow, what is this?
You know, someone told me about the Greg Norman burger. What's that all about, Peter?
So it is a Wagyu beef burger.
Okay.
That we're topping with a little bit of blue cheese and arugula. And it has won the best burger in New York City for 3 years in a row.
Wow.
Yeah, the New York Food and Wine Festival.
Nice.
A couple other burger competitions, but it's nice. It's delicious.
We do get some special requests, by the way, from celebrities. I happen to be with Sylvester Stallone on Christmas Eve, and he was talking about, I was showing him pictures on Instagram, because he hadn't been in yet, but he's been meaning to come in with his daughters. And he said it reminded him when he used to have a banana split.
Uh-huh.
And he said, you know, can you make me a banana split milkshake? and, you know, who says no to Rocky?
I think
you're going to have a situation there.
Yeah. A banana split.
Who says no to Rambo?
Yeah, very true.
I'm a huge Stallone fan. You know, actually, speaking of Sylvester Stallone, you know, why don't we come back? And how well do you know Stallone?
I've known Chris. Sylvester since I was about 17. I even worked for him for a minute.
Okay.
Because Glenn is a massive Stallone.
I am. So why don't we come back with the Stallone pop quiz?
Okay.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman. Good times. Greatest hits. 1FM 91.3.
Maroon 5 Animals right here on 1FM 91.3. Good times. Greatest hits. It's Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Okay. So with all these, we're talking now to Chris Barish, to Julie Mulligan, and Peter Cabral, who are from Black Tap. You mentioned that you get all kinds of celebrities, right?
We do.
Which means you've got to deal with the divarism that comes with them.
I have not seen any divanism. In fact, they take a lot of photos. Sometimes we'll go up with Millie Bobby Brown the other day, her second time in. We went up and said, would you mind having a picture with one of your milkshakes? And they loved it.
So you don't get the attitude.
I think these stun them. I think it's too overwhelming to have that attitude. It's a good time. They're fun.
It's a good business. So you don't have to worry about the divas coming in.
And a lot of them bring their children.
Yeah, okay.
So Amy Adams came with her daughter, Jeff Gordon came with his daughter. And as I said, Katie Holmes.
Mm. Yeah.
So you get that a lot.
Yeah, I suppose. With the kids, they're a little, the parents are a little better behaved.
One would
hope. One would hope.
Well, you know, having milkshakes is different than being in a nightclub. Having a bottle of vodka, that might affect you a little bit more.
That is true. That is very true.
Let's talk a little bit about the food. What do we have in front of us right now?
Yeah, this is awesome.
The croissants. I didn't have a taste of it. FD, you had a bite already.
I haven't had a bite. No. I think Andre.
Andre had a bite. Look at this.
You know, guys, I couldn't wait. While you were talking and I had to bite into this special, which I think is not on the menu yet. It's a special from New York, which Pete, I think, can tell us more about.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this is a croissant burger. We like to do this on the weekends. It's our favorite brunch item.
Mm.
But it's a burger with some mild Swiss cheese, a little bit of arugula and an apple cider vinaigrette, a truffle mayo on the croissant, oh, and the whole thing is in this big, fluffy, beautiful croissant.
Okay, I'm having that for, oh, yeah, for breakfast. Yeah, yeah. That's for sure.
Because right we didn't eat today before we started the show because we knew the shakes were coming.
That was a good plan.
Julie, what's your favorite item on the menu?
I stick with the classic All-American. It's the cheeseburger special sauce, really simple. It's so good every time.
Yeah, I think everybody who comes in for the first time likes to have that, but people come back and back, so they get to try. We have a lot of different burgers on the menu.
Yeah.
What would be the most outrageous burger you have on the menu?
Ooh.
We have some pretty towering burgers.
Seriously?
Yeah. So there's a few that have a ton of toppings, you know, to really fill out,
right,
really
right,
give that
right
different flavor profile.
Yeah.
Okay. The Greg Norm we were talking about earlier, yeah, is a, mm-hmm, a really big hit.
Maybe the Texan?
The Texan.
Aged sharp cheddar with some barbecue and bacon, and there's an onion ring on top of the whole thing. Oh. A little bit of mayo on the bun. It's delicious.
So is that good for like two people, burgers, three people?
It's good for one for me.
We also have some great chicken. We have a great grilled chicken.
Yeah.
I think we have one of the great fried chicken sandwiches.
Absolutely.
Fried chicken sandwich.
Yeah. Chicken breast fried, breaded and fried, custom breading on there.
Yeah.
A little bit of coleslaw on top. It's a delicious, delicious, ooh, sandwich.
You know, I can see people just queuing up for a table at Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers.
Absolutely.
Once again, opens at the Shops at Marina Bay Sands on Saturday, the 1st of September. Now, do you have any advice whatsoever for the people who are going down to Black Tap and, you know, who want you to highlight one thing they have to order right there? Apart from the other things they'll be ordering, the first thing that they should order.
I think I might have to defer to my wife, which is always a good idea, and order the All-American.
Mm. Okay, the
classic
American
cheeseburger.
It's a good place to start.
It is.
Yeah. But I'm loving that fried chicken sandwich lately. And we also have options. We have a vegan burger, a black bean vegan burger.
Wow.
And
falafel burger.
Falafel burger. Wow. So it's really well-rounded out. And for those who don't want the bread, we also have burger salads.
Oh.
Big entree-sized salad has a burger patty on top.
Right.
So you
right
get best of both worlds there.
So really, something for everyone.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah, there really is something for everyone. Okay, let's get down to this.
The pop quiz.
The pop quiz.
The Stallone pop quiz. It's a gentle quiz. It's a friendly quiz.
You're the big Stallone fan, so,
okay,
so you're going to run
let's
this
find
one
out how much Chris knows.
Okay.
Sylvester Stallone.
Whoa.
Okay, fill in the missing word. And these are movies, okay? Movie titles.
I'm getting ready.
What? Blood.
First.
Okay, good. That's an easy one. Warming you up, Chris. What? The Top.
Over the Top.
Whoa.
Judge.
Dread.
Okay.
First round.
Now it gets a bit tougher. What was the first name of Sylvester Stallone's famous character, Rambo?
Can I go with John Rambo?
Yes, that's correct. Now it gets harder. Now it really gets harder. I promise you. What character did Sylvester Stallone play in the 1994 film Demolition Man?
Can I go with John Spartan?
Oh my God! Wow. He is a fan.
I did work with him.
One last one. What is the name of the reality TV series that Sylvester Stallone created and produced?
Oh boy. Oh boy. This is a tough one. Can I tell you I don't have a TV?
wait.
Just like me, The Contender.
You're absolutely right. And I just want to point out that, you know, he did that even before, you know, at the moment, the UFC, they've got something called The Ultimate Fighter.
That's
which
right
is, you know, something like what Sylvester Stallone did back in the day.
Yeah.
So, you know, I think he's a pioneer in many ways.
You know, he did a lot of those scenes, and he told me that when he was fighting Drago from Rocky IV,
right,
that Dolph Lundgren hit him so hard that his ribs were broken, and he had to be, I think he was either airlifted or rushed to the hospital. So he was in there in the ring. He knew how to throw a punch.
Wow.
But he wouldn't have had it any other way, I'm sure. You know, during those scenes, he wanted the scenes to look realistic. And so I'm sure he told Ivan Drago, or rather Dolph Lundgren, to just go for it.
Maybe not break his ribs.
Yeah, maybe not. But Dolph was a young guy at that time.
Yeah,
he was still in school, from what I understand. I was reading up on that.
Right,
and
right.
Stallone just looked at Dolph Lundgren and went like, okay, this guy's going to be perfect for that role.
So big. You guys are opening up Black Tap on Saturday. You're obviously going to have some kind of opening event, are you? Or are you just opening it up to the public from the minute your doors open?
Well, we open up the doors. We're having a party on Thursday evening.
Thursday, right. Okay.
I hope you come to.
Okay.
And then we
Saturday,
open the doors
right
on Saturday.
To the public.
To the public.
Okay, yeah. So guys, you got nothing to do Saturday. You know where you got to be. Because I'm going to be there.
You guys open at what time?
11 a.m.
11 a.m.
Okay, I will be there at 10:30.
Get in queue early.
And we stay open all day, so we don't have lunch and dinner hours. We stay open all day.
Oh, nice.
Lovely.
Okay, cool.
That's the Singaporean way, actually.
Cool. Whereabouts in the mall are you located?
I don't know my directions, but we're on the end towards CBD.
Yeah. Right, it's the big the big doors.
Yes.
The big entrance.
The main level.
Okay, yeah, cool. Okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Right, it should be easy to find.
Yeah, easy to find.
Bread Street Kitchen.
Ah, yeah. Got it. Okay, cool. All
okay.
Right. So you know where it is, folks.
Black Tap Craft Burger and Beers opens in Singapore on Saturday, the 1st of September.
Fabulous.
Get in queue. You want to get a table. All right. They open at 11 a.m. Thank you so much, Chris, for coming in today.
Thank you.
Thank you, Julie.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Peter.
Thank you for having us.
We'll be seeing you, very often.
All right.
All right.
Can't wait.
Thank you for the milkshakes.
Oh, anytime.
Thank you, guys.
Glenn and the Flying Dutchman.
Good times.
Greatest hits.
1FM 91.3.